Stand up, Donald Trump said, if you support protecting Americans over illegal immigrants. Democrats not only didn't stand up, they sat and glared with absolute hate in their eyes. You could actually see it right there, the hatred Democrats have for Americans. All right, so you're for safety, you're against safety for Americans if it gets in the way of whatever illegal immigrants are doing that day. Cool. Should American workers be enslaved to illegal immigrants in violation of law? Yes. Yes, they should, said 200 Democrats yesterday. I can't believe they're doing this in publicly.
Well, yeah.
Almost 200 Democrats vote against deporting people who commit welfare fraud. They want to keep them enslaved. You, not them. You're enslaved. You have to go to... Think about this for a minute, okay? Just ruminate this in your head. What happens... We know it's tax time. What happens if you just don't pay your taxes?
You'll be getting a visit.
What happens if in a bid to avoid paying taxes, you commit fraud?
Well, we'll see you down at the Greenville County Detention Center.
Exactly. What happens if on the receiving end, illegals commit fraud to receive your tax dollars? Oh, that's fine. It's good. It's fine. No, it's great. Said Democrats yesterday, that is a slavery situation. If I don't turn my dollars over to people defrauding me, I go to prison, but they don't? Yes. Yes, that is the Democrat way. Almost 200 Democrats. I can't believe this. I just walked around yesterday going, I can't believe this. The U.S. House of Representatives passed legislation Wednesday, and good for them, to crack down on illegal immigrants receiving welfare. Every illegal immigrant who receives welfare in America is committing fraud. It is illegal. It's a prosecutable offense. And it has been since Bill Clinton, a Democrat, last time I checked, signed the bill in 1995 to clearly make it illegal for illegals to get any kind of welfare. That includes food stamps, housing, any kind of transfer payment, and Medicaid. It's very explicit. And what does it define that as? Fraud. Despite that, 61% of illegals are on at least one form of welfare, and some are on more. So the House said, enough. If you defraud the IRS, you go to prison. The least we can do is send them home. And here's what the bill would do, Lee. There is a list of crimes for which if you are caught doing it in America as an illegal immigrant, we don't have to prosecute you. We don't have to convict you. The law is very clear. We pick you up and out the door you go. We deport you. We end the pain to the taxpayer. And ICE, because Congress allows them to and has for many decades, can simply write a bench warrant, pick you up, and out you go. You're not entitled to a trial because guess what? You're not an American.
Right.
Like that taxpayer who will get arrested if he doesn't turn his money over to you as part of a crime. You know what this is? This is like a robbery, like a stick-up. Like if you came out of, I don't know, the drugstore tonight on your way home from work and somebody puts a gun in your face and says, give me your money. Well, the gun in this instance is government, and the person holding it is the Democrats on behalf of the illegals. So this should have been easy. Almost 200 Democrats voted no. No. No, we don't want to deport people committing welfare fraud, which is receiving welfare in violation of law. And then there's some going beyond that. They're super achievers. See Minnesota, who actually do defraud the government on top of that with, you know, fraudulent payment codes and such. Them too. Deport none of them? No, none of them. They should stay. But I can't defraud the government to keep illegals from getting my money.
No, see, the problem is you're a citizen, so.
Yeah. Which is becoming increasingly problematic.
Yes.
Under Democrats. But, you know, kudos to the House for trying to do something about this. Yeah. The problem here, though, besides this big reveal by the Democrats, is this will die in the Senate. It's the open borders uniparty, Republican and Democrat leadership will kill it quietly, strangle it in the crib. Which is why I loved what happened yesterday. Because here's the problem, okay? And Scott Pressler said this, Lee. I just love Scott Pressler. Personally flipped Pennsylvania red for Donald Trump. Just driving an old beat up truck and registering people. He'd just go to construction sites, sign people up. Anyways, great. So Scott Pressler says one of the reasons they're so opposed to the SAVE Act is because if America sees, they can totally pass that thing. They're going to want everything to pass. Mm-hmm. Like this law saying we can automatically deport people who defraud Americans for welfare, illegal immigrants, right? Okay. Yesterday, the mask slipped again. And we saw Senator John Kennedy do what I really need to see Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott do. This is exactly what I've asked for. Stand up on the floor, call Thune out. He's the Republican leader. And say what we all know to be true. Yes, we can pass the SAVE Act. Yes, we can pass bills that make it illegal for illegals to defraud Americans. Yes, we can. We can do it in the Senate if we want. So we've been having this big fight over the talking filibuster, and we could do it that way. But Kennedy's like, oh, come on. We can do it through reconciliation too. And, you know, basically says John Thune's just pretending we can't.
We need to try to pass this legislation through reconciliation. Now, you know how reconciliation works, Mr. President. It means we can pass this bill with 50 Republican votes.
Yep.
And the vice president to break the tie.
Yep.
That's how we pass the one big, beautiful bill. I would hope to get some of my Democratic friends to support us, but we don't have to have them. That's harder than I described because, as you know, Mr. President, there are parameters on reconciliation. Anything you propose through reconciliation has to be paid for. We can find the money to pay for it. And anything you pass through reconciliation has to conform with the contours of the Budget Control Act. We call that giving a provision a birdbath. And our parliamentarian decides what passes muster under the Budget Control Act.
We got to end that, too.
And what doesn't. Now, we've got a lot of smart lawyers in the United States Senate. Every single one of them thinks they're Oliver Wendell Scalia. But we've got a lot of other smart lawyers in America. Here's what I'm getting at. We have yet to try going to these smart lawyers, some in the Senate and some, believe it or not in the Senate, and saying, craft us a SAVE Act that will pass muster under the Budget Control Act and can be blessed by the parliamentarian. And some of my colleagues, those Oliver Wendell Scalia types, they say, Kennedy, you know, that you'll never be able to do that. They don't know. I've been here 10 years. I've seen things pass muster, survive a bird bath that I didn't think had a hope in hell. And I've seen provisions pass the parliamentarian's judgment under a birdbath that I've seen them not pass that I thought were slam dunks. You don't know till you try. And we haven't tried. And if this bill is as important as everybody says it is, and I think it is, because we're not just talking about voting, we're talking about the confidence, the trust of the American people in our elections.
He's finally coming out and saying it.
Yeah, the quiet part out loud. Thank you, Senator Kennedy.
Yes.
Both hilarious and serious at the same time.
Here's the big secret, okay? John Thune, every time he opens his mouth, he lies. And he says he doesn't have the votes. The problem with that is that TPUSA went through each senator, called them up and demanded to know how they're voting. We have the votes to pass this. We do. We've counted. We've gotten people to confirm, call their offices, right? That is trended over and over again. And so Andrew Colvay, who's now running Charlie Kirk's operation, keeps calling Thune out and posting it. No, we have the votes. That's why Thune wouldn't hold the vote. It's because we have the votes. Now, Thune said a few weeks ago, well, I'm not going to have the vote because we don't even have the votes to open debate. Guess what? We had the votes to open debate. Once you put it on the floor and it was do or die time, we're on the record and these guys can get primaried and Elon Musk is threatening to primary anybody with unlimited funds who gets in the way here. Suddenly, they realized they did support it. So what John Thune said couldn't be done got done this week. Now he's moved on to new excuses. Well, I just don't have the... You know what? If you don't have the votes, you know what you do? You know what Mike Johnson does? Hold the vote anyway so we can get Democrats on the record, use it to run against them. And you know what? If there's one or two Republicans don't want to vote for it, we didn't know who they are so we can get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Hold the vote. If it fails, it fails. But we all know John Thune could push this through if he wanted to. We all know he could. In fact, he could turn around and, you know, just what we opened the segment with, Lee, this right here, okay? These are two game-changing pieces of legislation. If the 61% of illegals who are on at least one form of welfare, and most are on more than one, did not have that, there are not enough jobs for them, they will go home. We don't need ICE to round them up. They will round themselves up because we have the free plane ticket and the $2,600 a head reward. I mean, you got a family of four, man. You got $10,000 to restart in your country plus free plane tickets. They will take that if they can't pay the bills. And they can't because there's not enough jobs for them and us. These are game changer pieces of legislation. When I say game changer, I mean, I'm talking the future of the republic. Because if Democrats come back in office, we don't have Kyrsten Sinema. She's not in the Senate anymore. We don't have, oh my gosh, the senator from West Virginia, who basically used the filibuster to keep amnesty from coming up. We will have amnesty. They will vote. And we will live in a one-party system like China. This is it. This is the final chance. And the internet gets it, and they take John Thune to the woodshed every day. I've never seen so much hatred heaped on a man aside from Donald Trump. And he can't hide. He can't lie. He can't maneuver. So he's turning to new lies. Well, I don't have the votes for the talking filibuster. Let's see, bud. Let's see if that's true.
So why in specific detail are you convinced that a talking filibuster doesn't work?
Well, first off and foremost, because we don't have the votes for it. It's a simple function of the math in the Senate. It would take even a talking filibuster, it would take 51 votes. We don't have 51 votes for that.
So see, Lee, Kennedy is calling out his BS and saying, look, we have 51 votes. We know that because we opened debate. TPUSA knows that. And we all know darn well we could do this through reconciliation if we really wanted to. So good. This is progress. This is what I've wanted. Now, you know what I want to see? I want to see Lindsey Graham and Tim Scott on the floor of that Senate. And I want to see them demand the same of Thune. If they're serious. If not, they're on the other side. Or don't even do it. Just give me a tweet, guys. Come on. Don't even have to go to the floor of the Senate. Give me a tweet. Call out Thune. Demand reconciliation. Demand this thing passed. Get the artificial barriers out of the way. You will not see Lindsey Graham do it, and you will not see Tim Scott do it, our senators, because they are open border zealots. That's who they are. Prove me wrong, guys. Hey, and if the two of you prove me wrong, I will play the audio. I will read the tweet. I will make sure my entire audience knows I was wrong. I love being wrong on things like that, but I'm not going to be. I'm not. But you're not fooling anyone, either of you. Stephen Miller reminding us why we fight in Iran.
This was the last chance that the United States had to take action against a regime that was planning and plotting to kill Americans and that had the ability to strangle, if it wished, global commerce in the future, backed by long-range missiles, backed by nuclear weapons. So just, again, as a thought experiment, imagine if this regime that right now, weaker than ever before, imagine if that regime instead had nuclear weapons, instead had long-range missiles that could reach an American city, instead was rich with cash. Remember, Obama put them on a path to enrich them with tens of billions of dollars and have a nuclear weapon right now. A rich regime that controls commerce through the Strait of Hormuz and has nuclear weapons, has long-range weapons. Think about what a terror that would be to global commerce and to the world. So what instead you have is a dying regime, a decaying regime, a thrashing regime that is engaged in terrorism in the Strait of Hormuz. But let's be very clear. The United States, not Iran, has the staying power. Why? Iran produces 2% of the world's oil. America, under President Trump, is the number one producer of oil and fossil fuel. More than Saudi Arabia, more than Russia, more than any other nation in the world, and now we're partnering with Venezuela. So the president is taking every action he can to lower prices. You mentioned, of course, unsanctioning oil that's at sea to get that into the market, continuing to push our own producers to drill and expand production as fast and as far as they can, providing regulatory relief, and you're going to see more and more in the days to come.
Well,
you asked earlier.
This is why we fight. Look, folks, 4 years, World War II. And look, I'm sure we can go 4 months with higher gas prices. Maybe it'll be 4 weeks. I don't know. It's getting ridiculous. Senator John Kennedy offering Keir Starmer advice after Trump dumped on them yesterday, and he should have. Saying, look, all I've asked is for you to show up and escort your own ships. We will escort you escorting your own ships. But you got to show up. Got to show up. Your weenie said, no, we're not doing it. You know why? They think Trump's going to escort their ships. They expect Trump to escort their ships for free. For free. That's what's so crazy. And they have yet to use a single minesweeper in their own defense or ours. In defense of, again, the 12 to 14% of their liquid natural gas that goes through there every month. As Lee pointed out yesterday, they're already having, they're already discussing energy rationing. Why not just say to Trump, okay, fine, we'll send some little Euroweenie ship that's pretty useless, but it'll be symbolic. Can you protect our ship and then the tanker with the LNG? They won't do it. Why? Because the left-wing parties, they're all from France, the UK, Germany. Depend on Islamic votes for supremacy. That's why. They would rather have rolling blackouts than offend the Allahu Akbar crowd. It's where they are. It's why they imported them. It's why Democrats imported them. Folks, you want to know? They were doing the, folks, Democrats were doing the same thing. That's why they took a blowtorch out to the desert, had Department of Homeland Security do it, and create a door where there was one, was not one before, at Lukeville, so they could sneak in 700 to 1,000 fighting-age Muslim men every night, month after month after month after month at Lukeville. They saw what the Europeans got and how it gave them power, and they wanted it here. You're watching an incredible chapter of world history. Again, all Trump's saying is, escort your own ships. Just send me some little stupid Euroweenie minesweeper. Probably didn't even work. We'll have a naval ship escort you in the ship, but I want to see you're in partnership to defend yourself. It's fertilizer time, folks. 13% of fertilizer for Europe goes through there. What are the farmers going to do? I don't know. They don't care. They only care what the migrants think. And that is exactly where we'd be as a country if we hadn't elected Donald Trump. Don't believe me? Listen to Chuck Schumer admit that if the SAVE Act passes, illegal immigrants won't be able to vote.
It allows ICE to kick tens of billions of people off the rolls.
Why would ICE do that? They're only chartered to go after illegals.
It's about voter registration. It allows ICE to kick tens of billions of people off the rolls, and they don't tell them until election day, and you show up and you say,
well, they're illegals.
You're not registered anymore. You're not registered here.
Well, they're
you're
illegals.
On the rolls. And they say, I didn't know that. This is a bill that destroys the country, and it is not about showing
ICE ID. ICE kicks people off. The only people they can deal with, again, according to their federal charter, are illegal immigrants. Or those who have committed an immigration-related crime. He just said it, folks. They don't want the illegals off the rolls. This is all connected, especially what's going on in Iran. If you told me 10 years ago Democrats would vote not to deport illegals who defraud welfare, who defraud the federal American taxpayer, 200 of them would vote not to deport them. My jaw would drop. I'd be like, that's political suicide. But that's where we are. Why are we there? Well, they're afraid it'll pass the Senate. That's what they're afraid of. They know there aren't the jobs for these illegals, and they know they need the fraud. Nick Shirley just won't stop either. He is on fire. And I'll tell you what, folks, when you have one in five people in this country on X every day, it's not the same one in five either. It's people jumping in and out. And this clip I'm about to play for you, it's part of a news report that got 20 million views. If you take every single mainstream media news channel and Fox together, I'll throw in Newsmax too, what the heck? Not even close to 20 million. Not even close to what this kid is getting. Notice how everyone in this video has a foreign accent. Why? Because this fraud is how Democrats are supporting their replacement voter shadow nation of 20 million plus. Here's Nick Shirley at a fake daycare. This woman has collected $700,000 over the last several years for her daycare. It's not a daycare. It's a house. And she won't open the door.
Would you like to make a statement as to where the children are?
You don't care where is my children
are. Ma'am, we would not be here if we weren't asking you.
You don't care. You don't care.
What do you mean we don't care? This is
you
why we're
don't
here.
Care. And don't record me. You don't care.
This is why we're here to ask about
don't
these daycares.
Ask me who you are. Who you are.
My name's Nick Shirley. You already know
Nick
that.
Nick Shirley. I know, but you a trouble man.
How are you making trouble? You're causing trouble.
Let me call 911.
We just want to know where the children are.
No, I'm calling 911.
For what?
To you.
For what?
No, you come to my house.
We haven't done anything.
$700,000 must be nice. I wish someone would pay me to take care of my kids. But I'm not a Democrat, so I guess I don't get that deal. Then Nick Shirley does it. He goes to these hospice care places, hole in the wall, homeless skid row, nobody is there, and yet they're getting millions and millions and millions of dollars.
What's your problem with us asking people about simple questions about where our tax dollars are going?
I don't.
We're asking questions about where our taxes are going.
You're not asking, you're harassing people.
How are you harassing people?
You can't be two guys standing in here and you're harassing people.
Why are you raising your voice if you have nothing to hide?
You think I'm hiding?
What are you so scared about me coming around here for?
So are all these. Where's my grandma gonna go, man? They're taking in millions of dollars. I can't find the place. You know?
Well, what good can I say?
Yeah. Folks, this is why Democrats are not willing to automatically deport people caught defrauding U.S. taxpayers. Their view is literally defrauding taxpayers is okay if one day you might vote for us. But guarantee you, same Democrats, if we said, okay, U.S. taxpayers don't feel like paying anymore, no fraud charges for them. You can pay whatever you want. No more fraud charges from the IRS. They'd lose their mind. You understand what that means? You got a gun to your head. You have to pay. You have to turn your money over to illegal immigrants. And they vote, no, they should just keep defrauding you. No big deal. We'll let them stay. You can't see this, but here's Nick Shirley. He's on the street. There's a homeless guy peeing in the video. Nobody's there. And it's hospice care office after hospice care. And you understand these aren't offices. They're like little holes in the wall, right? Like, you know, you can rent where there's little holes in the wall so you have an address. It's like basically an upgraded P.O. box. Street's empty. There's no traffic. These people are getting millions of dollars ahead. And there's whole rows of them.
Here in California, what makes this hospice and home health care fraud so hard to crack down on, take, for example, this one right here, All Day Hospice Care. They have billed $3.1 million. And per beneficiary, that's about $6,000 and 24 claims per patient with only two codes, which means two services. They've had over 505 patients, and they started billing in 2023 and accumulated $3.1 million in 19 months. And that is over 12,000 claims. The velocity of the billing here is what leads me to believe this is potentially fraudulent. And what makes this hard to track is that they then just rent small little suites inside of these kind of buildings, and they run their operations from there. And once any sort of suspicion comes, they then leave, close down shop, and who knows where they go. Are they going back to Armenia? Are they going back to Russia? Are they going back to their native country? Or are they just moving to another building inside of a location here in Los Angeles? And these areas where these people are committing this fraud, it just looks dilapidated. You have storefronts that are completely closed down, homeless people walk on the streets, these businesses are all boarded up, and they're prying on people who are on the verge of death to make all their money. That's what hospice is. But that is what the business model of the hospice is they just literally rent out these small little suites.
Wow. So what they do is they steal the social security numbers of people on Medicare, and then they start filing on their behalf and pocket the money. It's incredible what they do. But that's not the most incredible part. Listen to this. So he goes on Fox News, and he's asked by Trace Gallagher, Nick Shirley, because he's been doing all this reporting, how bad is the fraud in California?
How bad do you think the fraud is in California?
Really bad. It's obviously in the billions. Could be in the hundreds of billions. Could be 500 billion.
Yeah.
Who really knows how bad the fraud is? If you look at just Medi-Cal, since 2022, they have doubled the budget. Mm-hmm. And there hasn't been an increase of population, but here in California, you've had over $100 billion be allocated to some of these programs. And so you're not seeing a rapid rise in population, but you are seeing a rapid rise in the budgets that some of these these departments get.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hence the sweatshirt, which is where did my tax money go? And in California, you know, you're paying the highest taxes in the country, and you'd like to know where that money is going.
Yeah. So just to wrap this up, folks, when 21% of the new jobs created in California are people getting federal welfare money to care for family members who are supposedly sick, and because it's a sanctuary state, they don't check the immigration status, so it's going to illegals too. 21% of the new jobs. What is going on there? Well, you've seen the U-Haul report. Real business is leaving. You've got to have an economy, and they're stealing it. They're stealing it and distributing it to their voters. And we will make sure they never cast a ballot by passing the SAVE Act. Or, folks, they're just going to rob us blind. They will rob us blind.
We're watching the greatest counter-revolution in some 90 years. We have not seen any president try to radically change the political calculus and the nature of government since FDR did it from the left during the New Deal of the mid-1930s. And what do I mean by that? Donald Trump closed the border. He's basically declared war on DEI, and he's winning that argument. Abroad, we see that Iran no longer poses a nuclear threat for the immediate future. The universities are rushing and competing with each other to cut a deal with Donald Trump. Trump is winning on all of these social and cultural issues. What he's trying to do is tell the American people that the left exercises power even when they do not control government, any branch of government, and they exercise power even though on most of the issues, if not all of them, their constituency is only 40%. The majority of the American people oppose their agenda. We're going to see in the next year a frenzy, a frantic, almost out of mind reaction from the left, because they know that if this counter-revolution succeeds, it'll be very difficult for them to push down an unpopular agenda down the throat of the American people. So brace yourself. We're looking at the resistance coming up to the counter-revolution, and it's going to be fierce and unhinged.
Kind of interesting what just happened in Illinois. Ro Khanna endorsing, you know, he's squad adjacent, endorsing a whole slate of left-wing socialist candidates. Every one of them lost but one. And she didn't have a challenger. And you know who else lost? This is fascinating, folks. Democrat primary. She's a Democrat running the Democrat Party. She's in Illinois. Liberal DuPage County Clerk Jean Kasinic. She used public money to cut a public information commercial. You know, one of those you see Congress members will do this. It's really a campaign commercial paid for with public bucks. But if you put together a public message, it's okay. You want to hear what her message was? She was elected last time. She's not anymore. They defeated her in a Democrat primary in liberal DuPage County after she said this.
Hi, I'm Jean Kasmerick, DuPage County Clerk. In DuPage County, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, better known as ICE, will not be allowed to interfere with DuPage County elections in any way. It is a federal crime to interfere in elections or intimidate voters. It is a crime punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Those crimes will not be tolerated in DuPage County, not on my watch. My office has set up a dedicated phone line for the community to report any potential ICE deployments at any Election Day polling places or early voting locations. Any sightings of ICE at any DuPage County polling place should be immediately reported to 630-407-5634.
Just like Chuck Schumer, she admitted, essentially admitted there, yep, illegals are voting. And I will not let anybody interfere with them breaking the law. I will arrest the people trying to implement the law. This is the Democrat mindset. Why would ICE be at a polling place? Unless illegals are voting. You know what the beauty of it is? She lost. She thought that would help her. She ran it all over the TV, local. Ended up trending on X and lost in the Democrat primary. Folks, don't forget, majorities of Democrats have repeatedly told pollsters they want illegals deported. Democrats have to lie to them about ICE in order to get them fired up. But when it comes down to the issue and they make the argument, hey, we're going to keep ICE away from the polls so illegals can vote, Democrats are like, heck no, you're not. I'm voting for somebody else. And she lost.